Yes.
Move to the meeting room.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's my screen going? Good day?
Oh yeah.
Hmm.
You have to talk in English.
Yeah. My screen is gone.
Gone black.
Get off.
I'm afraid I'm a bit slow for this stuff. I'm afraid I'm a bit too slow. I don't know how much preparation you guys did, but not a lot.
No, it was not enough.
This beautiful presentation.
Yeah. Very
good.
Nice.
Let's get started.
Yeah.
I sort of prepared this opening acquaintance tool training, how to use the things here.
Mm-hmm.
Project plan discussion. And the rest of the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to develop a new remote control that's both original, trendy, and user-friendly. So, hope you have good ideas. I don't. we're working from top to bottom, functional design. Then we do some individual work. We have a meeting to discuss the results, etc., etc. And at the end of the day, we should have a prototype to run on. We have available the smart boards and the whiteboards. We should take some practice, have some instructions on how to do that.
Yeah.
Well, you know how the documents work. So, this for toolbar, see you next. We have a pen, and we can use this pen to reform. Yes. So, each of you can take some practice, and you should draw an animal, and you should explain with different colors and with different pen, and you should explain why you draw that particular animal. So, you're in.
Okay.
I don't take up too much space.
Different pen widths? How do we do that?
With the format menu.
Oh, okay.
And use different colors, etc. And what's that supposed to be?
It's
can it be one?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, four layers.
Okay. Yellow.
Need some yellow.
Can you use one blank sheet per drawing? Or
yeah.
So you must save it at the end and then.
Yeah, you can press the next button, which is.
In the file menu.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much time do we have to draw anyway? I can take forever on this.
Okay, do you have to explain why I chose this animal?
Yeah.
I think it's a great animal.
What is it?
It's a giraffe.
A giraffe, okay.
Yeah,
I see a long neck.
It's more like a dinosaur.
Okay, I will give it an eye.
Okay, that's nice.
Hey, come on.
Some leaves to eat.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, pretty good. What's the next?
Next.
Okay, then get that.
Here you go.
Thanks.
This part of our our introduction.
Yeah, it's our introduction. Get acquainted. That's the idea.
Yeah.
see. But
keep the pressure.
I'm guessing a turtle. No. Okay.
That's a good guess.
Why a turtle?
Because of its shell.
Because it's slow.
It's slow.
It's
you were slow too? So
yeah, I was a bit slow too.
Dude, you're a good drawer. Do you have a turtle pet?
No.
Okay.
Oh no. Does it have legs?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
sure. Not exactly legs, but
stumpy
more
stump.
Like fins.
More like a tank. Yeah, that's fins, but I don't
they
know
kind of
there.
Look like mole legs. With sharp nails.
Yeah.
Right? Spots.
Turtle,
I guess. Yeah, well, I think it's
fair
enough. Yeah,
okay.
A little tail,
maybe? I don't know what position it is. Does it have ears?
I don't know.
Yeah.
A little hole.
Can you erase ears? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's a good gun.
Alright.
And why did you choose this animal?
I don't know,
slowly.
It just came into my mind, so no particular reason.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm done.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Your turn.
Alright.
You.
I'll just like the next. Oh,
next.
Yeah.
Make some new
colors
paper.
Yeah. Let's see.
Orange.
How am I gonna do this?
Rabbits.
Kangaroo. Not quite.
Fox.
Fox, no.
Fire fox.
No.
Cat.
Hey.
It's a cat.
It's a cat.
Not
cat who had an accident.
Why a cat?
Yeah, I don't know. They're my favorite pets.
You have some.
Yeah, I'm not so good at drawing this kind of stuff. Oh shit.
The pen.
Excuse my language. I don't know how to draw a space, but you get the idea. It's, okay.
Yeah.
It's my favorite pet animal because they're cute, they're independent, and cuddly. I don't know.
Okay.
That's it? Or do I need to use more colors? And
I think it's okay. You get ID. Right.
Okay. We have a financial aspect in this project. We can sell them at 25 euros. The aim is to reach to sell as much as 50 million euros. That's quite a big amount of money. And the production cost should be the half of the selling price. Okay, now it's time for some discussion.
Okay. What do you want to discuss?
Yeah. We should get started.
Yeah.
I'm taking notes.
Okay, great.
We each have a specific task, as I saw in my mail.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if you received the same mail. Yeah,
I guess so.
Okay, so the what is it? Industrial designer should produce a working design. Am I correct?
True.
Okay. The user interface designer should specify the technical functions, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And the marketing expert should come up with user requirements.
Yeah.
Did any of you already do some work on this part, or?
I started making an overview for myself, what I had to do, because we have three design steps, and in every step I have
mm-hmm.
a specific task to perform or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to, make an overview for myself about
mm-hmm.
what I have to do, and kind of let it work in to get ideas about.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any ideas about?
Well, I started with the first phase, I think, was the functional.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, I had to focus on the working design, which
mm-hmm.
I said, how does the apparatus work? And well, I basically had 2 points, according to the coffee machine example.
Yeah.
I have batteries to supply energy, and we use button presses to activate or deactivate certain functions on
mm-hmm.
the TV. And that's basically all I have so far.
Yeah, I got another point. It uses infrared light
yeah.
to
wireless,
communicate the signal
yeah.
to
yeah.
the
right.
TV apparatus or stereo.
Yeah.
So that's very common.
I had some buttons for the on and off function. You already told that. And for the changing all to all the channels and changing the volume.
Yeah.
That are the basic options for a remote control.
Yeah, I kept it global because that it activates, deactivates specific functions. Because
okay,
I wasn't
yeah.
thinking yet about that. I mean, you want to flip
yeah.
the channel, but you might want to use tailored text also.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know what the word is in English.
Same.
Yeah.
What did the marketing expert do?
Well, from a marketing perspective, well, the function design phase consists out of the user requirements.
Mm-hmm.
What needs and desires are to be fulfilled. So there are a few means to reach that by doing research
mm-hmm.
To see what existing products are there out in the market, what functions do they
mm-hmm.
have, especially what are their shortcomings. Are there any
mm-hmm.
new functions which can be added to our
mm-hmm.
product? Therefore, we have to do some internet search,
yeah.
for example, for what kind of applications do current remote control support, and what are features of current and future televisions.
Yes.
So we can see what needs to be supported, and we can interview current users and future users. What would they like to see on a new remote control?
Okay.
Especially for future users, I'm thinking of early adopters, because they use new technology first,
mm-hmm.
and they play with a lot of tools and stuff. So maybe they have some good ideas to
okay.
to add.
And you can get that information.
I think I can get that information. Yeah.
Okay, that would be very handy.
Yeah.
But have you any ideas so far as what to the user requirements are?
No, not specifically, more to how to get them.
I've got some requirements. It has to be user friendly.
Yeah, obviously.
Really easy to use buttons, not very small buttons, but not also the big buttons, but just normal buttons. It has to be a small unit. It has to be, you can take it with you everywhere in your house. So it has not to be gigantic. Machine,
mm-hmm.
and a good zapping range.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
The distance from your television to your remote control has to be quite a big distance.
Yeah.
It has to be capable for zapping
from the other end of the room or something. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I have anything more to add at the moment. I think the best is to go to work.
Oh. Is that you? Or
yeah. Okay.
there any more points to discuss?
Yeah, I think we can go ahead with what we have, and we'll summarize the things we discussed and put it in the project folder. The use of the industrial designer can work on the working design, etc., etc., and it seems you get more information when you do.
All right.
All right.
Okay. That was it for me.
Are you going to put the notes on the
in the project folder?
Okay.
Yeah.
Writing very fast.
Yeah.
I hope it's readable.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything more you want to add to the discussion?
No, I'm just a bit wondering what we're going to do the next.
Do we only have to do phase one, the functional design?
Because then we have.
After that, we are going to the conceptual.
We're just working.
You do some individual work, you have a meeting, individual work meeting, and at the end of the day, you have a final meeting. And then I have to prepare. I have to defend our design, so make it good.
Okay.
I depend on you.
I am going to work on conceptual design already, because.
Yeah,
it's
very
important
it,
to know what kind of components we want to put in.
Yeah.
Do we, I mean, is it going to be a multimedia control center? Do we want to be able to use the video recorder with it?
Yeah, that's my question also, because, like,
well,
new functions.
I think that is the user
requirements
part.
Yeah.
As to what they want. Do they want all those functions or that small?
But we need
unit.
Good communication about this stuff, because I have to put the components into the design.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would
so
first
if I don't know what components
well
to put in,
I think we have first to start with the basic functions, and we can.
Well, like some remotes who are out there, which I know, there's one button. It's very easy to switch between devices.
Yeah.
So you can switch to your video and then the same buttons control your video.
Yeah.
And another function I think of switch to your media center, because that's getting very popular.
Yeah,
and
so
then use your Windows Media Center under your TV with the same remote control.
Yeah.
So with the switch, one single switch.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but you will need several other buttons for a video player. You need a play and a fast forward and stuff.
Yeah,
and
record.
You don't need that for a TV.
No.
And for teletext.
You need additional.
You need additional buttons as well. So kind of need what we need.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'll just put my ideas in the in here, and then we can
this project
the next.
Yeah.
We could just start with the assumption that's only for TV and video, and then reserve the possibility to add other features. So you have a basic starting point, and you can always extend that. So make sure it's extendable.
Yeah.
All
right. It has. Yeah, it has to be user friendly, so it hasn't. It's
the least amount of functions possible, so it's easier to get to know how it works.
Yeah, I understand.
And I'll see you again when the computer tells us to.
Yeah. Can we do that now?
Yeah, you're dismissed.
You're fired.
Not yet.
Alright,
okay.
Let's move on.
Let's see what we've got to do.